Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Today is a big day because today is the first day of our sixth season. We made it, y'all.
We made it.
God is good. Amen.
Dish Nation, we made it.
All right. And everybody, take out those big cups because we are serving a lot of hot tea today, Gary. Whoa. Now, Sharon Osbourne just revealed that her husband Ozzy didn't have an affair with just one woman. And not two women. And no, not three.
Wait, now.
This man found six women to have sex with. Yes.
No.
Now, the LA team will join us a little later to talk about that. But first, Gary, I know you're dying to talk about the big announcement. What's up?
Yes, Portia. Now, baby, let's, honey, just pour some hot English breakfast tea.
Because all right, the now, biggest English breakfast news, tea. Y'all, baby,
that everybody, honey, talking about is the announcement of the third royal baby.
Yay.
Now, yes, three. Now, why not to that three, baby? Now, Kensington Palace, y'all confirmed that the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge are giving 3-year-old Prince George and 2-year-old Princess Charlotte a new brother or sister.
Now, they should have hired you to give this announcement on the world steps, Gary.
Yeah,
like, that was some type of a horn.
That's news, y'all. Now, here's the tea, y'all. Now, as with her two previous pregnancies, y'all, Kate is suffering from hyperemesis gravidarum. Yes, which involves y'all nausea and vomiting, more severe than a typical morning sickness that many women suffer during early pregnancy, y'all.
You know, typically only women get that, right?
Men
don't get, like, you know, symptoms by proxy or anything, no.
Oh.
So, now the first kids are named Charlotte and George. So, what do y'all think they should name this new one?
You know they're going to want a Georgette.
No, that's what we do, black folks.
Right.
We make baby George's baby name Georgette.
Well, y'all, speaking of the royal family, Prince Harry's girlfriend Meghan Markle has broken her silence about their year-long relationship in the new issue of Vanity Fair.
Finally.
Honey, Meghan said, I can tell you that at the end of the day, I think it's really simple. We're two people who are really happy and in love. Nothing about me has changed. I'm still the same person that I am, and I've never defined myself by my relationship.
Wait a minute. Hello. Are we still talking about the one who's dating the prince?
Yes.
Okay, no, ma'am. Your life has definitely changed.
Completely.
What is she talking about?
Every relationship she's in from here on out will be defined by her previous relationship.
Absolutely. Right. Now, I understand in the past when you was with Leroy and James and Tyrone, no, you weren't defined by those relationships, but this relationship, you are definitely defined by it.
No, she not. That girl's an actress. She got her career.
We're not talking about her career. We're talking about her status, honey.
Her status.
She's about to be a royal.
It's different.
But if she's keeping it so low-key, like on the outside, what do you think she's really saying on the inside?
Screaming.
Yeah.
And her parents saying, get him. Get him, girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm letting them bitches have it,
baby. Right.
You know she's serving them in her head.
Like, yeah. I automatically picture her dad being John Amos from Coming to America. Like, he has his own money.
Right.
like, no one's more excited than her dad, I imagine.
Yeah.
All right, so from one relationship to another, after a split with Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie just revealed that she's still working through the emotional toll of the divorce.
Oh.
In a recent interview, Angelina said, it's been difficult. I don't enjoy being single. It's not something I wanted. There's nothing nice about it. It's just hard. I think now I need to rediscover a little bit of the old me. I think we lose our way a bit.
I can see this happening. I can see her losing herself as a wife, as a mom to all those kids. It's a big change.
Yeah.
Like for me, when I got my divorce, I just had to like figure out who Portia was. You know, like you start identifying yourself as, you know, a wife and identifying yourself as representing someone. Right. You got to figure out, how can I represent who I am? How can I just be me?
But you didn't take long figuring out who you were, though.
No, I did not, honey.
Yeah, because, I mean, Portia was prim and proper. Then you started buying hair and
things. No, I always had hair, honey.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And now
I just start owning it after. Owning the hair after.
Hello.
There you go. Hello. We help you get that corrected.
Check.
But my thing is, she's going to rediscover a little bit of her, though. Do you think she's going to get those kids back?
No, she's scary.
What? You
can't
do that,
Gary. You
can't get no kids back.
You can't.
No, you can't, Gary.
Right.
Yeah, they all passed the 90-day
All right, honey. Now, looks like Amber Rose, honey, and 21 Savage just still going strong.
All right.
Despite the recent breakup rumors. Now, this is a photo, y'all, of Amber Rose giving Savage a foot massage, and it went viral. And baby, guess what?
What?
There ain't no way, honey, a woman gonna be rubbing on a man's feet unless she is in love.
That's true.
She in love with him, baby.
Mm-hmm. This is what you call loving his dirty drawers
and his dirty toes.
She ain't no disciple.
Well, a disciple? Who said that?
The disciples rubbed Jesus' feet.
That he is asked me Jesus. Who rubbed Jesus' feet.
And he ain't Jesus.
But that's, he's her Jesus. He's her Savior. So far back,
I have
Gary.
Definitely rubbed feet in the past. Have you rubbed feet?
I've rubbed some feet.
Really?
For sure.
I got them good, strong hands, too.
Gary, don't you rub your man's feet?
Hell no, I don't have a man's feet to rub. Yeah, I rub my man's feet. I rub my feet, honey. Yeah,
Gary, now, I don't know if I rub yours.
Why not, girl? You see, I keep my toes polished.
I don't know if that's black polish or black toenails. I can't tell the difference.
You got to hit those angles from old English.
All right, now, before we move on, we got to say hello to our L.A. team. Hello, Heidi, and happy birthday, Frank.
Oh, happy birthday, Frank.
He's a jolly good fellow,
I can't wait till this day is over. Well, you guys are going to love this story because Sharon Osbourne just revealed that Ozzy Osbourne cheated on her with at least 6 women now that we know. Oh, now, remember, we originally talked about the story where he had slept with his hairdresser.
Right.
Well, now Sharon Osbourne's saying, oh, no, there were 6 women. One, she calls a Russian teenager.
Ooh.
All right, honey.
One of their masseuses in England, one of their masseuses here in L.A., and also a cook. So she said, basically, if you're rubbing Ozzy Osbourne or bringing him a trolley of food, God help you.
All right.
Each person he cheated with sounds like some type of porn scene. Like he's laying with the masseuse.
I'm here for cooking him and feeding
you. Haircut. And your haircut. I gotta get you from this angle to get your hair. Like, it seems like a movie.
How are women agreeing to it? That's what I don't understand. It's like, it's one thing for him to come on to them. Okay, fine, he's an older guy, he's horny,
it's Ozzy
whatever.
Osbourne.
But he's like, hey, maybe. Yeah. I wouldn't even know for sure what he was asking me to do. I'd be like, sure?
Right.
And maybe that's what you just agreed to it. I didn't know what I was saying to you. I was just trying to be polite.
Right.
Well, meanwhile, Sharon is now slamming Kim Kardashian for posting nearly naked photos of herself in the name of feminism. So Kim's saying, I do it because it's my body, I own my body, and I can do anything I want to, and I'm a feminist. Well, Sharon says she has no problem with Kim's raunchy social media photos, but is appalled that she calls herself a feminist. Sharon tells the Daily Telegraph, quote, if Kim wants to show off her body, fine, but that's not feminism. That's being a hoe. And there's nothing wrong with being a hoe, but always remember what you are.
Oh!
Gary!
Oh, are we sure that Sharon wrote this and not Gary?
Yes, honey.
You're the damn ghostwriter.
Yes, did you hear what she said? She said, honey, ain't nothing wrong with being a hoe. Just know who you are. Yes,
oh, don't disguise it as feminism.
I can't with him.
Cuba Gooding Jr. crashed a girls' night out hot tub bikini party.
All right, I'm not
a bunch of feminists there just to take a soak.
A bunch of feminists is taking a soak. Yeah, sources say Cuba was relaxing alone at the Great Jones Spa there in Soho when he saw a group of beautiful women in bikinis. And he says, hey, ladies, mind if I join yous? And so, yeah, they said he joined the party, stayed for several hours. He was really, really cool. While the other girls in the group boosted his ego by telling him about all his movies that they loved.
So when is Cuba Gooding Jr. going to realize that he's not actually O.J. Simpson in his prime? He's a football player.
Yo, what's more important than Hurricane Harvey? Michael Strahan's vacation. We're going to tell you more about that after the break.
That is a shady ass tease.
Ain't that crazy? That was so cool.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, it sounds like Michael Strahan is not concerned about Hurricane Harvey, and ABC is not happy about it.
Wait, oh. What happened?
Well, here's the thing. Now, Michael Strahan is actually from Houston,
right?
And he's currently on vacation. And he refused to cut his vacation short to cover Hurricane Harvey for Good Morning America. And word on the street is ABC is a little pissed off about that.
Oh, that's what was going on. I heard that the internet was going in on him because he didn't want to do the story. So he was on vacation.
Well, according to sources, Michael was floating around on a yacht in Greece somewhere. And the ABC staffers just can't believe he didn't come back. But I get it.
I mean, people who work get it.
Right.
You want a vacation.
No.
Yeah. When you at work every single day and you plan your vacation like a year in advance or something, or even sooner than that, you want to go on your vacation. You want your time off. What happened in the hurricane, what does that have to do with him?
It has a lot to do with him. Just like when I was talking about when my mama put people in my house for the hurricane, everybody was like, you should have left. He should have cut that vacation.
No.
And goddamn, because that is his hometown. His parents still live in Houston. He got friends still there. He's a reporter. He's in the media. He should be there, help cover
that
story.
They have other reporters
to help those people, honey.
Now, to add fuel to the fire, it wasn't even the beginning of his vacation. It was actually the second week.
Oh, so he had already seen the Greece.
Thank you.
He had already been roaming around.
Y'all can't cut this man trip short, though.
Yeah, but if they asked him to come back, he need to come on back.
No.
But everybody in this room totally understands how important vacations are. We are all one vacation day away from coming and shooting this place up.
But we do have to
every single day. It's your time.
But it looks like I was the only one, y'all, honey, honoring Beyonce on her beautiful birthday yesterday.
And what an honor it was,
Ooh.
Gary.
Honey, Beyonce's family and friends, y'all, dressed up in Beyonce's signature formation look in honor of her 36/40th birthday.
Did you say 36/40th birthday?
Huh? No, you did not.
You didn't even catch that.
You just
drive that by? He did. I did not catch that shade. Don't do it. Don't you do, Queenie.
Now, the photos include First Lady Michelle Obama, Serena Williams, Blue Ivy, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams. That's the black one. They were all posted on the website with the message, Happy Birthday, Beyonce, from your family and friends.
I wish you would have did this instead of what you did yesterday. You're so brave.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
girl, when
you
I
are.
Saw my shape, girl, I say, oh, Lord.
And you was posted
proud,
on my Instagram.
Y'all, check this out. This is kind of crazy. Now, John Legend might possibly be looking for fat Donald Trump supporters.
That's not going to take him long.
Fat Donald Trump supporters.
According to a casting call under the project name John Legend, there's an upcoming music video shoot looking for actors to play protesters. So the casting specifies that it wants white actors between 30 and 65 years old who are preferably out of shape to play Trump supporters.
Okay.
You know, all the large people got upset and went online and got at John.
Lord.
So, but y'all, John's denying it though. He tweeted, I am shooting a video tomorrow with a political scene in it, but the casting notice wasn't from our production at all. I still think Trump is awful, and whoever voted for him did a disservice to our country. But I didn't issue the casting call. Chrissy made him go back. Chrissy made him go back. She was like, you need to make it very clear that you're not in agreement anyway.
That's how she did.
Oh, that's what she did.
But you're not even agreement anyway.
Mm-hmm. If we were all going to a casting call, what kind of casting call would our looks apply to?
Mine would probably be attractive, but a little overweight, you know, just a little.
So if they're looking for somebody who looks buoyant to be in Baywatch 2.
Yeah, I would go.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, it would do.
All right, y'all, after the break, Chewy Dishes with Damon Wayans and other stars from Fox's fall lineup.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's almost fall. The new TV season is here, so we sent the homie Chewy Martinez to the TCAs to dish with the stars of two of our favorite returning shows, Gotham and Lethal Weapon, and Fox's brand new Marvel show, The Gifted.
Dude, those kids are mutants, and we help mutants in danger.
The Gifted, you guys. Congratulations. This is awesome.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I agree.
Yeah. Playing superheroes, how much fun is that?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
But give me three reasons why everyone out there should be watching The Gifted. Boom, go.
Man, well, it's Marvel.
Yes. Cha-ching.
It's-
There you go. I mean, I think we're done.
Those are all three.
Yeah.
No, honestly, the show's super relatable. If you see stuff you don't see in the comics or even in the films, if you want to see what Thunderbird eats for lunch or what his room looks like, how much metal does Polaris have in her room, what they're like in bed, no, just kidding, then you get to see that.
We will use our mutant powers against you if you don't watch the show, which is October 2nd at 9 p.m. Central.
Give you two more.
So at 10 o'clock on that day, if you haven't watched it, she will transport through a portal.
I will.
And yank you back into Atlanta where we will be.
Who is with me?
I'm freaking out. I love John Star Trek. I'm a nerd. I'm losing my mind right now. Thank you, brother. So, Gotham. Fun times, good times on this show.
Fun times.
What a roller coaster. How much fun have you guys just been?
It's such a good show. It's such good fun to be doing. It's really good. Both of that, all the guys, these guys, us, they've been around for ages on the show. You know, this guy looks about 15, but he's 25, and he's been on the show for 15 years.
Wow. Age gracefully and amazing.
Yeah.
So you know, Wayne is Bruce Wayne is he's fatherless.
Wait, on the show. Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, Lil Wayne is fatherless on the show.
And motherless.
And will Roz have that talk with Bruce about the birds and the bees in this next season? Do you think that's gonna happen?
I don't think that's coming up on the agenda.
Okay.
Unless it's a hunting, shooting, fishing type conversation.
Okay. It's not gonna happen.
I can safely say probably no.
Okay.
No. How old is Bruce in this at the moment?
I think he's my age, 16.
He's 16. Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, you can hold off on the birds and bees conversation until at least 22.
Okay.
Detective Murtaugh, LAPD.
Detective Martin Riggs.
Has your red carpet etiquette gotten better by hanging out with this gentleman right here? I know the first time we met, you know, you weren't really used to the flashes and stuff, but you saw this professional right here doing his thing. He's a model.
A model citizen.
Yes.
He's definitely. Oh, is that it?
That's the Wayne's model face.
Yeah.
Look at that. They all do it.
Is that it? But it was almost like you were like an old man. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I have to work on that.
Yeah. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Oh God. There it is.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Give us three reasons why we should watch season two. Y'all go.
Action.
Mm.
Packed. Comedy.
That's three. That's three.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We move on.
And moving on.
The mic. Bye. Bam.
I can't because it's expensive.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Chris Evans is on location shooting what is rumored to be the third Avengers film. And so he's gone. He's away from home. And for the last few months, he's been on social media posting how much he misses his dog, Dodger, which I can totally relate to. There's no way I could ever go away for 3 months and be without my dogs. Well, he finally was reunited with his dog, Dodger.
Oh, boy, good job.
Rule number one, always keep your mouth shut when there's a dog humping your face. I don't know if anyone would be that excited to see me, even after 10 years.
Well, here's the thing. It's Chris Evans. You know how many women right now are be like, I'd be just like that dog. Chris Evans lays down, I'm going to be all over here like, click, 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 click.
That's probably not even his dog.
No, listen, when a dog does that, that's adorable, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a love. They just love me. It's unconditional. But if a woman did do that, was so happy to see you like that every time that you were gone away for a long time, wouldn't you say she was a psychic?
Tackled me and humped my chest every time I got home from work? Hell, yeah, I'd be excited. I wouldn't even mind if she peed a little.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.